Hi, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
I'm trying to figure out about why I got charged $54 for something that I was only supposed to pay $9.97 for. Both of these amounts are on my bill.
I'd be happy to check here for you. What is your name and your zip code?
Bowen, Bowen is the last name. Eileen is the first name. Zip code is 28467.
All right, Ms. Bowen, believe I found some matching information here. Just to be certain, can I ask for confirmation on your street address you would have used?
850 Meadow Lane, Calabash, North Carolina.
Thank you. So yes, ma'am, this has brought up what you're calling in reference to. I see the $9.97 paid for the space heater. There was a warranty on the space heater as well.
I didn't want any warranty. I didn't want anything. I had gotten it as a like a promotion type thing. You know, I earned it, and I didn't want anything else, just the space heater. And now I see a bill here for $54.97. Not interested in that bill. Don't want to pay that. If I have to pay it, I want to return the thing.
Right. So what you're calling in reference to the $54.97 is nothing towards the space heater. It was explained to be a free welcoming gift to the Online Direct Savings Club. That's the membership
right.
fee that had been billed for that. They had sent to the email used a gift card for use in the Online Direct Savings store in the value of $125. So
I'm supposed to be getting that card?
Yes, it's an e-gift card. It was sent to the email of jhtgdlwb@gmail.com.
Correct, but it's not in there. I don't see anything in there about that. I'm
sent on the 5th, maybe the 6th of February.
For how much?
The e-gift card that's sent in the value of $125 for use in the online store.
In your online store. Is everything, are all the instructions on that? On how to use it?
Yes. It's all included
right,
in the email.
I'm trying to get in there and find it. I just hope...
I have Gmail myself. I would suggest if you don't notice it in your main inbox, try to search in your promotions folder.
What will it be under? I mean, will it be under the same prefect energy, or will it be under something else?
Let me get you the exact email and check in junk and spam mail as well. Hold on 1 second.
I'm trying to
you should be
now.
Looking for the email would be support@trulyessentialgoods.com.
Support truly essential gifts
goods goods.com.
Oh, goods.
Yes, ma'am.
.com. Okay, let me see what I got here. I brought something up. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. This thing is really slow on me.
I'll take all the time you need.
Is,
Yeah,
I got this thing and I'm going, what is this $54? I'm not paying $54 for this thing. First of all, I'm having a hard time using it because many of my sockets are close to the wall, you know, like in the corner.
Right.
And it said it's not supposed to be close to anything.
Right, with a heater, yeah. Got you. That's a weird layout. What are you, because this $54.97 you're calling in reference to, you know, it is a monthly membership.
I don't want it. If I'm paying for a monthly membership, I don't want it.
Okay.
I will have no absolute use for it. So how do we get rid of this?
I'll cancel for you. It's absolutely no problem. This will prevent any membership fee from ever being built again. Let's see.
Well, will you be canceling the $54.97?
As a courtesy, we would be able to issue a 35% refund. on the
That's fine, better than
5497.
nothing.
Yes, ma'am. And
See, I'm trying to look.
it would
I'm
settle
trying to
within about
find
three
it.
to five business days.
Okay, I'm trying to find under. I got. What would it be? What would be the heading, for this email?
The like the title of it, that I don't know.
One. No, because this was a Walmart jobby. No, that's not it. I don't know. Well, I've got you on the phone, so I would like for you to cancel everything out and give me the refund, whatever it is, because I didn't,
Okay.
I will not be becoming a member.
Okay,
I mean,
no
I just
problem.
like this because I thought it would be convenient for my husband who's not well, and I'd like to have an extra little heater in his room.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but I won't be joining. So you'll take care of that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Do you want to let you know I've submitted a cancellation? Nothing further will be built. I have submitted the 35% refund. We have to advise it would settle within 3 to 5 business days. But I would like to share a confirmation number just to keep any records on all this.
Okay, confirmation number, go ahead.
This number would be C as in Charlie, 2589 15394.
Okay. C, Charlie, two, what was the next couple numbers? Two?
58 91.
258. Okay. I got that. C, 2589 15394, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And that'll be on my email also.
I do want to let you know any emails that are sent out solely by the system. If one is sent out for the cancellation, be on the lookout maybe later today. But do keep the confirmation number there in your records in case you do have any questions or concerns.
Okay, because I just got something here from Home Goods, but that's not you. No, you're not Home Goods, so okay. All right, well, I'll be looking for it, and I appreciate your help. And maybe I can find somebody that can use it because, like I said, all my outlets are too close to the wall, to
Oh, got you.
an adjoining wall. So, all right, I appreciate it.
No
I'll be
problem.
looking
Thanks for
for
calling.
everything. Okay, thank
Okay,
you.
thanks for
Bye.
calling customer support by now.
Bye.